It's time for some noise. Cleansing at the end of the year.
Hell yeah.
It's Viking's choice.
It's true. It's the best time of the year.
I need this every year, and we listen to so much stuff at the end of the year. I'm here with Lars Gotrich. We listen to so much stuff at the end of the year, but nothing like this. Or at least I don't, but you do.
I do, absolutely, all the time.
So for those who don't know Viking's Choice, we're going to play music from the fringes of the music you may ever listen to.
Yeah, I have a somewhat weekly column on the All Songs Considered blog where I just I like to write about heavier, stranger, more obscure types of music, the stuff that maybe doesn't always get the biggest ears and the biggest exposure out in the world. And yeah, that's what the show's all about.
And before the singer begins to sing, tell us who this is.
This is Mesa from Italy. The name of this record is Feast for Water.
Let's listen. That's a good voice.
Hell yeah. That's the song Leah by the Italian metal band Mesa. And this is their record, their second record called Feast for Water. I wasn't familiar with them, but a friend on Twitter, you know, tweeted something out about it, you know, a few months ago, and absolutely fell in love with Sarah's voice. She doesn't give a last name. But I fell in love with her voice. It's very reminiscent of some of the other great doom metal bands right now that feature great women at the front, with most notably like Witch Mountain and Wind Hand. But I think Mesa does something a little different with their doom metal. Obviously, you heard the Fender Rhodes keyboard, that nice wobbly sound. And this record, they say that it's a concept album based around the symbols and rituals of water. So the Rhodes has that nice rippling effect. And you also heard that tremolo guitar that has a little bit of a spaghetti western feel to it, also rippling out. And I love metal, and I love how loud and brash it can be. But the thing I appreciate about this record in particular is that it is more seductive. It is more about the spaces in between the loudness in order to kind of like draw you in.
Yeah, there's power in contrast, I think. And so when those big moments come, it's not after a big moment that you just heard. It's like that beautiful moment with that keyboard. That was great when it exploded again.
Absolutely.
So we'll go through lots of different sorts of music. We'll take us somewhere.
So this hasn't been like a top 10 countdown show for a long time. I think it was maybe when we first started doing it. And then it just became more of an overview of metal and punk and experimental music, or anything that kind of is somewhat related to that kind of stuff. And this year I kind of gave myself a guideline. I decided I was just going to feature records that I absolutely loved and would appear in any year unless I would write anyway. But records that maybe didn't have publicity, or maybe didn't get that much coverage from a lot of places that I tend to visit. Mm-hmm. Records that I discovered on Bandcamp from friends or just by recommendations from like looking through what happens on the Bandcamp's front page every day. And I found the music is obviously just as good. And this record in particular kind of came out of that. This next one I'm going to play. Kate Carr is a sound artist who primarily uses field recordings. So if you don't know what field recordings are, it's what it sounds like. You go out into a field or you go out into the city with a...
Out of the studio.
And you go and you have a very nice microphone or a nice pair of microphones and you hold it up to the sky or to the ground or to wherever.
Or underwater.
And you make music from the environment. This is something that somebody like John Cage often talked about, how at the end of his life, he gave up listening to music and he just listened to nature because that was music in itself.
If you spend the time, you'll hear the rhythms, you'll hear the melodies. They're just not the way you hear it on a piano or a guitar.
The field recording has like an extremely rich history, and I think Kate Carr does something interesting. Why don't you go ahead and play this track? It's called The Ladder Is Always There.
I'm thinking that Kate's mixed things together. She's not out in one place recording this, right? So this radio is inside of it sounds like a metal silo or something. But.
So the album was made by gathering sounds from underwater and from around water, as you can hear some birds in the background. And it was, I'll read what she wrote just because it maybe helps explain what it is. It is built from drones played by synchronized swimming speaker broadcasting into a fjord. Many sputtering
radios. Hold on, I gotta get that idea. Yeah. A synchronized swimming speaker.
Right.
Not sure, but keep going.
Yeah, the speaker broadcasting into a fjord. Many sputtering radios, Morse code, and geese. So she takes all these disparate sounds and she made this record in Iceland, Ireland, France, and Scotland. She likes to travel. She's done records in Thailand, in Spain, in Australia. She's currently based in London. So she's a world traveler, and she's fascinated by sound mapping, which is what a lot of sound artists and field recording artists like to call this. But the word that she likes to use is personal mapping. So she has an emotional resonance with the environment, and you can hear it in the way that she pieces this music together, because the thing that people often say about field recording is that it transports you to a space, that it's like a vacation for your ears or whatever. Right. But the thing that she says is that you can have that experience with it, but it's more about the emotional resonance you have with that space. And that's the experience that she wants to give you.
When you said that, it made me think that almost like taking photographs where you have a personal memory of a space. Mm. But in this case, she's trying to have you conjure up your own emotion from things that were powerful to her.
Yeah, and the title of this record is called The Thing Itself and Not the Myth, which is taken from an Adrian Rich poem, who's one of my favorite poets. So when I read that, I got really excited. And all the titles... song titles also come from that poem. And the poem is ostensibly about looking through the wreckage of a ship in the ocean. But like the poem says, it's about the wreck itself and not the mythology behind the thing that has happened. And that's what Kate Carr is trying to do with her sound art as well, I think. At least that's the way that I interpret it.
Yeah. I like listening to this stuff a lot. I'm going to turn this up for just a minute while we don't talk and then figure out where else to go.
Cool.
It's so good. If someone wanted this record, is Bandcamp where you found this one?
Bandcamp is where I found this one. What I'm going to do is I am going to do all of these records that I'm talking about today, you can find on Bandcamp.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is on the page for this show that we're putting together, I'm going to embed all the albums so that would be easy to find.
Yeah,
and you
that's
know,
a great idea.
Just like, yeah, and just make it really easy for you.
Take us out of the water.
Bob, I know you're a big fan of the Ramones.
Yeah.
I know that if they put out posthumous albums, like if for whatever reason Joey Ramone's vocals were found like in some like dumpster somewhere and they put it over on top of like something that Marky Ramone had like recorded, that you would probably love it.
I eat their pasta sauce.
Yeah.
The Marky Ramone pasta sauce. Very good, by the way.
So there's a band called Dark Thoughts. And the primary songwriter and vocalist and guitarist for the band, Jim Shomo, has said this is a Ramones band. So I think you will love this. Was I right?
you were so right. But at the beginning, I was thinking Wire, the band Wire.
Yeah.
And then even in some of the pacing, because it was a little weird tone in there and stuff like that that Ramones wouldn't have done, I also thought of, if anybody knows the Pink Flag record, or if you don't, listen to Wire's Pink Flag record. I heard that too. But then the tone of the guitar, the phrasing of the way the vocals are, that's totally Ramones.
Well, so the name of the band is Dark Thoughts. This is their second record called At Work. And, you know, it doesn't improve on the first record. It kind of does the same thing as the first record that I also loved. But he just knows how to write the perfect 2-minute like pop punk song. And I found that in my listening to this year that a lot of the punk records that I tended to like this year were the records that kind of picked apart classic sounds of the punk genre and were just trying to find new ways into it and to like recognize that the tradition can be just as rich now as it was then.
So, Ben, I don't know what else we'll play in that genre, but what other groups do you think about when you say that?
There is a group called Cold Leather from Berlin that I really loved this year. Classic 77 punk and roll, a little bit New York Dolls, a lot of swagger, like if the Rolling Stones like had a punk band kind of thing. I love that record. I think of Runa from Madrid, Spain, and they kind of had a Husker Du kind of sound to them. But like I said, there's still so much to discover within those classics. but you could still have enough of like your imprint on it. And I definitely hear that in Dark Thoughts. Like the way that he sings and the way he, there's so much physicality to the way that it sounds, like the way he strums his guitar. You can feel every single power chord.
Do they tour? Where are they US-based?
They tour. I saw them at the Damage City Festival a number of years ago here in Washington, D.C., and I see the singer from that band. I've seen him at pretty much at every subsequent festival just as a fan. The band is based out of Philadelphia, and they tour sporadically. So I recommend see them because that was how I first found them, and I was like, oh, I'm in love.
Well, let me know when they're coming.
Absolutely.
We stay in punk? We going somewhere else?
We're going somewhere else.
Okay.
We're going to the Alpines of France, Bob. This is a very international show.
Really,
I didn't realize that I put together the show, but most of the artists are not from America.
Didn't bring my wetsuit, didn't bring my hiking boots, but keep taking me.
Maybe it's best that we just play the song. This is a group called Bégayé. They're from southern France, and the name of the song is L'Hommage du Monk.
I loved this.
Awesome.
You sent me the song last night or the other day, and I went online because I was trying to figure out what are they playing? Like, what instruments is the? I mean, it's guitar, but it's not. It's like nothing else that I heard, and it reminded me a little bit of like Molly music. It's almost like a Ali Fakaturi on acid or something crazy. And then I looked, and there was this video of this song, which you will tell me the name of because I can't pronounce it. If you can, and it's all like blurry, but then when you cut to them closely, they're playing these almost cigar box looking guitars,
right?
Like homemade instruments.
Yeah, this is a trio called Bégayé, and they mostly like homemade instruments, like you said, cigar box kind of guitars, in which you can hear just like going a little wild on right now. Homemade percussion, or like kind of like junk percussion maybe is the best way to put it. And there's that mix of like Mali and desert rock. There's a little bit of like early Animal Collective, just kind of like that spontaneous combustion of like improvisation and like fun. It also reminds the guitar playing kind of like that wild. This reminds me a little of an American guitarist named Bill Orcutt, who's based out of San Francisco, who plays on a four-string slot key guitar.
Yeah, or Eugene Chadbourne.
That's a good one too. So there's just kind of like, there's this wild, like sugar-addled, like rush of styles all come together for what I guess could be called folk music, but I don't know. I don't know exactly what you would call this. L'image du manque. Tout en faisant l'image du manque. Anyway, they sing in French, they sing in Arabic. The name of the record, and forgive me, my French high school teacher, Taran Amira, Une Maison Laitive, Contrant pour le Toit.
Which translates as go to the website.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, this was a completely random click for me when I was just kind of like looking for new music. And from this record label called Bongo Joe, who is based out of France, and I've loved a lot of the stuff that they put out. And this one was just a wild recommendation.
Bless you for your randomness. We'll take a quick break, come back. Where are we going to head?
I think we're going to get droney again, Bob.
All right. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. It's Viking's Choice.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from iZotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple, all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality wherever and whenever inspiration strikes. Spire Studio wirelessly connects to the Spire app, so ditch the cables to collaborate and share with bandmates and fans around town or around the world. Learn more at spire.live. Support also comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. In 1980, with a few thousand dollars and used dairy equipment, Ken Grossman founded Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Ken's award-winning ales propelled him from home brewer to craft brewer. Today, Ken and his family still own 100% of the company, one of the most successful independent craft breweries in America. More at sierranevada.com.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Lars Gotrich. We're doing Viking's Choice, our annual. Look, if you like this one, there's one for like the last, I don't know, 8 years
or something like that. Yeah.
So go back and listen, because they all seem fresh. And it's music from the fringes of the world of music, and probably stuff that, with all the year-end lists, the reason we started this, I think, with all the year-end lists, this is the stuff that doesn't even get like anywhere from almost all the lists that you'll look at.
Yeah, and this next artist that I want to highlight is one I've been listening to for a number of years, but he took on an extremely ambitious project this year. His name is Mike Shiflett. He's based out of Ohio. He works mostly like in drone and noise music.
That puts him in here while you talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He kind of announced very quietly at the beginning of the year, I'm going to release a 24-hour drone album.
Wow.
And of course, I just explode with joy a little bit at the prospect of this. And the idea was that he would release a 3-hour record, and he did it in 8 volumes. This has been an interesting year of long-form music releases. So Autechre released something called the NTS Mix, which was an 8-hour work. David Garland, the former, host of Spitting on Air, he put out a great record called Verdant that I absolutely loved. It was also similarly an 8 or 9 hour record, just gorgeous, neoclassical dronescapes and weird songs and stuff like that. But Mike Shiflett, the name of this record is called Tetracosa. I'll just read the initial email that he sent me at the beginning of the year. He said, it is composed of 350 categorized sound object, the placement and duration of which are determined through random number generation. And in total, he made 83, these different bits and pieces of noise and guitar drone and electroacoustic kind of stuff. In total, those different pieces that he recorded come out to 83 hours of music. But through this process, he mixes it up so it all becomes 24 hours instead.
So if I skip, this is a 15-minute cut. If I go ahead on this cut that's called 00000000, I left out some colons.
Because it's the first track.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a time code. Yeah.
I'm just going to shift forward here. Tonally not that different, but maybe it's the second cut that is it. Here's a little further down. Oh, okay, here we go. It's the same song.
Right. And I will fully admit that I have not listened to all 24 hours. I only have so much time, but I have spent long stretches of time with this record and in different sections of the record. I did have this myself an ambitious idea to actually listen to it 24 hours straight and kind of do like a call-in show where people could just like talk to me while I'm listening to this record and we can talk about, I don't know, like philosophy that. And life and stuff like that. But I never got off the ground.
Stephen Thompson and I were talking about the Max Richter show we attended this year. It wasn't a new record from Max Richter, but it was an 8-hour record that he did called Sleep.
Right.
And he performed it so that it really took you through the process of sleep. So you get in bed, which there were about 80 beds on stage at this theater in Austin, Texas. And Max Richter at keyboards and string section and vocals performed while people went to sleep, and it was intended to be like something you might toss and turn and hear some of, or
yeah,
not, and really,
I don't know. Exquisite. I mean, I guess you could use Tetracosa for sleep if you wanted, but well, there are certainly more parts. There are parts of this record that are more abrasive than others. Mm-hmm. You're about to hear it right now, but I think the purpose of that is to kind of shift you in and out of moods with this record. Because if you just have 24 hours of like nice pulsating bliss, maybe that's fine.
Yeah.
It gives this record like some much needed variation, mm-hmm. and gives it an artfulness that goes beyond what might just be like a gimmick.
So just another minute and 30 seconds in the clear. Mike Shiflett, Tetracosa,
yeah,
Volume 1.
That's from that's the first track from Volume 1. There are 8 volumes. It's beautiful.
Awesome. If you want to buy this, the 8 volumes, like, how does he sell it? Because that's a big investment for a normal record. So what? How do you do it?
It's a digital record, so it's on Bandcamp. And, you know, the nice thing about that service is that you can choose like an MP3 or a WAV file or OGG, which I don't know anybody who uses OGG, but whatever. It's a file
format. We'll get email now.
Yeah. But kind of like in the way that Lamont Young's Well-Tuned Piano actually works better as a digital experience rather than putting on a different CD, because that's a 5-hour piece mm-hmm. of work. And in fact, that monumental piece of work just came out on Blu-ray this year, so you could just watch the performance
and not have to
flip a disc or change a cassette, which cassette versions of the Well-Tuned Piano go for like $300, by the way. So the best way to experience something like Tetracosa is in my personal iTunes. I made a playlist of the full 24-hour experience, and sometimes I hit shuffle on it and it takes me to interesting places every 15 minutes or so.
So out of the drone and into the...
We're going to go back to the other side of the world. We're going to go to China. We're going to listen to Lonely Leary.
I know I have reference points, and we all have reference points. And again, Wire keeps coming back.
Sure.
Kara Ubu keeps coming back. And these are bands from 40 years ago. Do you feel that? And was that a fertile time, or is that just my reference point?
No, I think those are fair. I also hear Sonic Youth and B-52s.
Oh, yeah, and the drum beat for sure.
The drum beat. And elsewhere on this record, it's almost like they're a kitschy surf rock band that like was influenced by Joy Division.
that too.
Yeah. But so Lonely Leary, the name of this record is called Through the Park, Almost There. The song we're listening to is called Flaneur. And there's this great record label I was introduced to a few years ago by the Galaxy 500 member Naomi Yang. She turned me onto this label called Maybe Mars. It documents the Chinese underground music scene and has introduced me to bands like the psychedelic rock band Chewy Wan.
This is the current underground
scene. Underground Chinese scene. Chewy Wan, a great psychedelic rock band. Dear Eloise, like a surfy, kind of like shoegaze band. And then PK-14, who are kind of the godfathers of Chinese experimental rock. They're kind of like the center of especially like the Beijing scene. And Lonely Leary kind of started because the members saw PK-14 and was like, I want to do that. And PK-14 actually came out with a record too this year. But I was attracted to this record in particular for many of the sonic references that we just mentioned, but I like how menacing and gruff and weird it is. Their noise rock just kind of like needles into your brain in a very satisfying way, at least for me.
I'd love to, we should just think about this, doing a show, because I'd love to understand how underground music works in a country like China and what the scene is. So think about let's pull that together somehow.
I think the owner of Maybe Mars actually lives in America now.
Wow.
So
okay.
Yeah, we should have that conversation.
Future show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where?
I think we're gonna stay in Asia and we're gonna listen to a South Korean artist named Mid Air Thief.
Oh yeah. This is my other fave.
Awesome.
Stop. This is enchanting. It's twisted.
Yeah.
It's really stunning. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not me. Tell us about
Mid Air Thief. The name of this record is called Crumbling. We're listening to a track called These Chains. There's very little known about Mid Air Thief. Nobody seems to really know his name.
Yeah, I didn't even think it was a he, but we'll keep going.
Yeah, so we know that it is a dude based out of South Korea, and that the only other person involved in this record is a vocalist he found on SoundCloud called Summer Soul. She sings some songs on some songs and like writes her own lyrics for the songs.
So what is he doing?
He's doing everything else. Okay. The acoustic guitar that you're hearing in the background, all the digital manipulations and processing, the synths, that's all him. My reference point for this record were a couple of things. Around the turn of the millennium, there's a thing called folktronica, which is not a thing that I thought about in a really long time, but probably the most famous person who kind of did that stuff was like Beck's Odelay record, a mix of like folk and electronic elements and how they mix together. Actually reminds me of not necessarily in sound, but in how he pieces together these songs, because they're just so surprising. There's something different around every corner of like every 30 seconds of the song. The thing that reminds me of is the Elephant Six Collective. The audience is not familiar. The Elephant Six Collective was a group of musicians based out of a few different places, but mostly Athens, Georgia. And
your former hometown.
Yeah, my former hometown. And think of bands like The Elevator Tremor Control and Circulatory System. And I mentioned those two bands in particular because the way that Midair Thief pieces together the songs feels like sound collage rather than a linear progression of songwriting. Has more in common with like the psychedelic tendencies of like music concrète than really traditional psychedelic folk or pop music form.
And I'm going to just say, if Midair Thief is out there, you can bring that singer and all of your gear and put it behind my desk.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to have a tiny desk by the end of next year with Midair Thief. That's what I want.
That sounds
perfect.
Can I have
that for the holidays
next
year? Yes. You'd give me a bunch of the songs that we were thinking of playing last night, and I listened to this one by Heather Lee. The album's called Throne, and the song, should I hit it? It's called Soft Seasons, or you want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And if you have a subwoofer at home, this is going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
So first I was sure it was an electric guitar and a woman singing, but then the way the notes were bending and stuff, I was sure that it was something more than that. So what's going on here?
So Heather Lee is a pedal steel guitar player.
Okay, that explains the bending.
Yeah, and she has really, I think along with Susan Alcorn, Heather Lee has really changed the course of what the pedal steel can be and what it can sound like. And she's been honing this instrument for a long time. She's been making music for almost two decades by this point. We're getting kind of close to that anyway. She's an American who is now has been based in Glasgow for a number of years. She co-ran the Volcanic Tongue record shop, which was extremely influential on the noise and psychedelic music scenes, especially in the early 2000s, up until just a few years ago when it closed. She performed with Jandek, which should give you, you can absolutely hear her pedal steel with Jandek's voice, and has spent the last few years in an extremely rewarding duo relationship with Peter Brotzmann.
Oh, the crazy man from
Germany.
From Germany, yeah.
Yeah, who's kind of a legend in the free jazz saxophone.
I saw him back in the 70s. Insane.
And he's still making incredible music. And they came out with a duo record this year, actually called Sparrow Nights, that is One of the most stunning things I've heard from Peter Brossman in a long time. You've never heard him that subdued. Heather Lee put out two records this year. She put out the duo record with Peter Brossman that's called Sparrow Nights. And she also put out this solo record called Throne.
Which is what we're listening to
Which
now.
Is what we're listening to right now. And her goal for this record, she was like, I want to put out a songwriter record, like a singer-songwriter record, which she had never really done before. Mm-hmm. And she's mostly been in the improv and noise and experimental music scenes. This record is fascinating to me, the way that she, it's her, the way that she writes songs is very elastic and very droney. And actually kind of, her voice kind of reminds me of a mix of like Diamanda Galas and Scott Walker.
Let's listen just a little.
Nice and doomy too.
Yeah. I was trying to think of who that in the song part, who that sounded like to me, but I didn't get it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. The name of the record is Throne by Heather Lee. I highly recommend it.
Let's do one more.
Absolutely.
Where to?
Let's go to Germany.
I like the sound so far.
Yeah.
And this is
Chapel of Disease. Their name is a mashup of two songs by the death metal band Morbid Angel. The name of this record is called And As We Have Seen the Storm. The track we're listening to now is called Song of the Gods. And I wasn't familiar with them until this year. Their record just actually came out very recently, so this is a newish to me discovery. Their first two records were pretty much straight ahead old school death metal, very much influenced by Morbid Angel.
I feel like something's gonna happen.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Keep going then.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
All right, I think. Ooh.
Got a little speedier there.
Yeah, and the nice bending of notes. Mm-hmm.
So this is a band who like was very much rooted in the old school death metal tradition. And with this record, they decided to go, they're still much a death metal band. We're going to get to that approximately like 25 seconds or something.
I haven't
like that.
Heard any kind of gruff voice.
Here
yet.
We go.
Okay.
All right, turn it up.
Save the brash for last.
Yeah.
it sounded like the drummer was beating on his chest as opposed to the drum.
Absolutely.
But you heard that.
Yeah.
You know? I love that.
But as I was saying, Chapel of Disease, like, was very much rooted in the death metal tradition, and was kind of snaking towards changing up their sound a little bit by the second record. But for this one, they just full-on embraced, like, 70s hard rock and progressive rock. And in particular, and this is what the thing that, like, tickled me a lot when I realized it was like, oh, this sounds like Dire Straits.
Huh.
Think about it. Not right now.
Okay.
But like the way
the top of the very smooth
Mark Knopfler style, okay, like smooth, right, like guitar melody, yeah, and later on in the song and throughout the record, like the solos especially. Mm-hmm.
If you told them that, what would do you think they'd be? There?
I think they'd be into it. Uh-huh. I am a late comer to Dire Straits. My wife, Katie, she grew up on Dire Straits, uh-huh, and I wrote them off for most of my life. But then she started playing, like, she has a couple of their records, and she played them around the house, like, oh, this has got, like, a nice little swagger to it. Uh-huh. I'm pretty into this. And you can hear it right now. Like, now we're getting into Knopfler territory.
Well, I wouldn't have gone there, but yes. Yeah, I hear it. So, a question for you, which is that in a lot of this music where there are influences from so many places and so many of them older places.
Yeah.
And not all of these musicians are older people. Do you think that the world in which we live in, where we have access to everything, is the influencer here?
It could be. These seem to be like dudes who have been making music for a while. And the metal community in particular, they value tradition.
And the history, yeah.
And they value the history of the music. I think the thing that Chapel of Disease does, and bands like Tribulation also comes to mind, they recognize that heavy metal can just be fun. I like the grim and like really noisy metal too, but sometimes you just need to like grab a beer and pump your fist, you know? This lands exactly in that lane. Like, that's what I want to do when I listen to Chapel of Disease.
That's awesome. Let's go out on this then, because we got about a minute left in the song, and we'll put all this stuff up online for people to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lars.
Thank
awesome.
You, Bob.
Every year. I love this.
You won't be hearing my voice on the show for a while.
That's right. You're going to take a break.
I'm taking a break. I'm going to become a dad.
That's awesome.
At the end of December.
Can't wait to see and hear what this child listens to when it grows up.
We're going to see what she's into.
Wishing you just the best, you and Katie.
Thank you, Bob.
Cheers. From NPR Music, this is it.